Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. That's 800-401-6681.
CBS's Jim Crisullo reports on an all-too-familiar summertime tragedy.
Two children have died after being left in hot cars this week alone, one in Georgia and one in Virginia. At least eight children have died in a similar way already this year. Laura Dunn is with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
One of the biggest risk factors for this phenomenon is a change in that parent's routine, a change in routine for that family.
Nearly 40 children die in hot cars in the U.S. each year. That number dropped into the mid-20s during the past two pandemic years. Jim Crisullo, CBS News.
Great white shark researchers on Cape Cod are reminding visitors that warmer weather signals the arrival of the region's famous predators. They say that July is when white sharks appear in earnest, and they tend to be concentrated on the Atlantic Ocean-facing side of the Cape, where they feast on a flourishing seal population. A great white shark sighting this week forced the temporary closure of a beach. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Arizona News Radio. A U.S. Attorney's Office says 22 people are in custody, named in a 70-count indictment by a federal grand jury for allegedly trafficking cocaine and fentanyl, many of them facing weapons charges as well. Prescott Valley Police want the public's help in a pharmacy burglary. Spokesperson Tracy Gordon says it happened around 4 a.m. Monday morning in Dewey.
Three unknown individuals broke the front glass door to the Dewey Pharmacy and entered the locked business. They then stole several thousand dollars worth of narcotic drugs.
The suspects wore gloves, masks, and hooded jackets completely covering their faces. A day after he announced he was ending his campaign for governor, former Congressman Matt Salmon has endorsed Karen Taylor Robeson.
Carrie Lake would be an unmitigated disaster for she to be our nomination. For one thing, I think she's the only candidate that would probably lose to Katie Hobbs.
More rain in the forecast for the high country tomorrow. Takes a little break over the weekend and returns early next week. Connie Weber, Arizona News Radio.
KFNX News Time 5:06. This is the KFNX Traffic Check. In Phoenix, we have a roadway closure due to storm drain work on Greenway Road, eastbound between 29th Ave and 25th Drive. Use caution in Phoenix as there's a medical emergency reported on the I-17 northbound near Camelback Road. An injury accident in Phoenix on 7th Street at Union Hills Drive. And expect some delays in Scottsdale due to construction work on Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard west of 92nd Street. This has been the KFNX Traffic Check.
This is J.C. Kelleher from the KFNX Weather Center. We've got a little more rain before the sunny skies return. The KFNX Metro Phoenix forecast. For tonight, we'll have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 87. As day breaks on Thursday, we'll have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before noon, gradually becoming sunny with a high of 104. Thursday night, mostly clear, low 86. Then for Friday, sunny, high 105. This is J.C. Kelleher from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 105. Degrees.
It's Talk Back Arizona with Bill Brady on 1100 KFNX. Let your voice be heard. To talk to Bill and all of Arizona, call 602-277-5369 in the Phoenix Metro. Statewide, call 866-536-1100.
Good afternoon, Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Rene Lopez is with us today. He's a Republican running in the District 4 race for U.S. Congress for the seat currently held by Democrat Greg Stanton. I need to go to confession at the beginning of the program. At the end of the program last night, I promoted the fact that Rene would be here, and I called him a Democrat. In my defense, Rene, I apologize. In my defense, we have another candidate who could be your doppelganger. If you know, to put the two of you together, and you wouldn't be able to tell the two of you apart, and I got confused, and I apologize. Renee is a Republican, and with the R, with the GOP. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me back, Bill. I appreciate it.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been great getting out there and meeting voters and constituents, and I've been knocking on just about every day, meeting some new constituents and learning about the issues they're having out there day to day, how it's affecting our lives.
That is so powerful. You know, in this area, it can be hard to do that because we have so many communities in some sections. But I think a candidate knocking on the door and having a conversation with a local resident, local voter, is really powerful, especially in this day and age today where everything's so big.
Yes.
You know, Phoenix is big. You know, if you drive from one side of the market to the other, I mean, by the time you get to the other side, you're like, your head is aching because it's like, my God, this place is big, and all these stores, all these businesses, all these schools, all these, it's just a big area. Now, a congressional district is smaller. It's not the whole area, but it's still
significant.
Yeah.
780,000, I think it's around there, is in the district for four.
Yeah, that. You know, there are cities in this country that are in the top 75 markets in the country that are that number.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one district in Arizona. Anyway, yep. Thank you for being here. Good to have you with us. As a congressional candidate, there's not a lot that's in the news these days that couldn't be the purview of a congressman moving forward. I got to ask you this. The migrants mm-hmm. on the tractor trailer truck, and I think the number is now, is it 51 now, or
driving in, somebody was starting to say 53, so I don't know if it went up or not, or where that line is being drawn, but yeah,
either's a bad number.
50 plus minimum, and that's it's tragic.
What was it when you first heard that? What was your reaction to that?
My first reaction is this could have been prevented.
Yeah.
That was my first reaction, you know, again, because if you recall, this isn't the first time that a tractor trailer has been found with migrants in it that have died due to heat exposure. I mean, it happens every day. Ranchers in Arizona and Texas are finding dead immigrants, maybe not 50 at a time, but every day they're finding a handful of dead migrants because they're being invited across the border by this administration. And of course, during the heat, it's just, they're just ill prepared.
Exposure to the elements, something as simple as that. It's not to mention,
and abandoned by the coyotes. And it's just, yeah. And look, I can appreciate, we've talked about this before. I can appreciate the desperation that is going on south of the border, and deeper into Central America, South America, and the desire to want to come to America. I fully believe it. I mean, that's like a nation of immigrants. However, there's a right way to do this. And the way this administration is having the welcome mat out, it's a welcome mat with a trap door that so many people are falling into and dying. Yeah. And not only that, the ones that are getting here are becoming prey for these awful predators of human trafficking and sex trafficking. Again, I mentioned briefly my nonprofit, and we're overwhelmed with women that need help and services that, again, get exacerbated continually every day with this open border policy.
Tell us about the nonprofit.
So it's I'm co-founder with Leah Benson. It's named CC's Hope Center. So we help young women rescued from sex trafficking 18 to 24 from all around the state of Arizona. We've been active for about 5 years and providing services for about four. We do have a house that we provide care out of and housing. And we've stabilized well over a dozen young women now into their own housing and or a work environment for an improved life and onto happiness. Now, when we talk about sex trafficking, it is a lifetime trauma that they do go through. But to even accomplish any stability in their life is a success, and we do tout that. So yeah, it's been a labor of love. It is very heartbreaking every day. The stories, again, will just, I mean, it'll curl your hair and turn it white. But we do every day what we can to plant the seeds of hope for these young women so that they can move beyond what they perceive as the value of their body to the value of their mind.
It is harrowing when you consider, it's a hackneyed phrase, but man's inhumanity to man. Think of these little people. I was looking at the picture of the Uvalde, Texas yes. victims. They're all cute, but there was this one little one. Her last name was Maida, and it's just like, you know, she's right out of Central Casting for mm-hmm. cute. And I thought, you know, when I'm looking at her thinking she's just an adorable little girl, but she's dead. And her mom and dad had to go home that night and walk into a house that her humanity and her liveliness probably just, you know, was palpable in that house that morning. She never came home that night. That's another issue that we have to deal with. We'll get into that during the course of the program. But when you hear of the rape trees, mm-hmm. when you hear of the 53 migrants who lost their lives here, there is, I think, on the Democratic side, they want to portray this as a humanitarian thing to do to allow open borders. The reality is much different.
No, I agree. I refer to it, and there's an old Charles Bronson movie that kind of is a cartel related. Again, one of the other things I've done and that led me down this path of helping these young women was I did counter-narcotic operations in the Navy. So when we talk about border issues and the holistic view of needing to deal with this, I've got a lot of experience in it. But the evil that men do mm-hmm. is, again, it always sticks in my mind and it knows no bounds. I mean, we can go back into our, you know, history, World War II and so on, and even further back. But it's going on right now. People talk about how we should not have this kind of genocide or these kinds of evils going on in our lives today, 2022, but it happens every day. And this administration, most of the Democrats, I mean, including who I'm running against, Greg Stanton, I mean, he has not said boo about the border until most recently when poll numbers look like they're changing, as with the Biden administration. But we've been experiencing this for a decade now. We got hoodwinked twice in the Reagan administration and also even under the Trump administration when we were securing the border and we started dealing with other immigration policies. And look, I'm going to go down the path that I'm fully behind immigration law, HB1 visas, you know, any of the visas, green cards. But we can't deal with that problem until we stop the bleeding at the border. We need to secure that. And I'm not, the wall is part of it, technology. Look, I was involved, and again, my family are from Douglas, where some of the first tunnels were ever found. It has to be an holistic approach, unshackling the Border Patrol, letting county sheriffs do their job. That's where it needs to start. And when you talk about the evils and the rape trees and the humanitarian disaster that this is causing, it is hard. I shake my head and I have to shrug my shoulders. I don't understand why this administration is blind to it. Only for the reason because they see power behind it. It's the only reason I can fathom. Because they haven't explained why. They have not explained why this should be stopped.
Well, you know, Biden's been in Europe with the G7 meetings. But I imagine that they get the news there and you hear about 53 people. If I was president of the United States, it was a frightening thought, by the way. But if I was president of the United States, I never mind running up front to lead the parade on gun control after a school shooting, but if I was president of the United States, the thing that I would say is, folks, this has got to stop. Stop it. We need to convene a meeting of the National Security Council, of both parties. We need to be united in regard to this. This cannot keep happening. And the thing is, it's the 53 that gets the news. But this is happening, Renee, correct me if I'm wrong.
Every day.
Happening every day in smaller numbers.
Every day. And if you put them all together, I mean, it's probably even more than that, right? Yes, in one incident, you know, talking about the school shootings and children, of course, always tragic, horrendous. Wish we never had to let it happen again. But again, how many children are getting killed in Chicago, Baltimore?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
Not in the same night. Well, if you put them all together, maybe. But
the weekends.
Yeah, and the weekend. I mean, it's just over 4th of July weekend last year was one of the deadliest in Chicago. And I do hate to fathom what's going to happen this year if it's going to break records again. But again, those policies, that's what requires leadership. And that's what's lacking, both in Congress and both in our administration. Look, my background's project management, Six Sigma. I'm a root issues kind of guy, root cause. That's what you as a leader need to start asking those deeper questions, not just the why this happened, why is it always happening, how do we deal with it, how do we address the root issue and make sure we move the needle and move and have metrics to make sure we're making the right decisions moving forward. I don't see those questions being asked from anyone in the administration or anyone, even, you know, again, my competitor, Greg Stanton. I mean, just he's not asking those questions. He's out giving out checks to people because the federal government took our money away from us and is trying to give it back to us dimes on the dollar, saying, here you go, here's for a special project. And he's taking photo ops with them.
Yeah. Rene Lopez is with us. Rene is a Republican running for the District 4 U.S. Congress seat. That's the seat currently held by Democrat Greg Stanton. When we come back, I want to go to the heart of why you're running. I know you've had a background in politics in Chandler and have done a lot of good things there, but I want to get a sense from you of why you're running, what the motivation is. Not that I doubt it, but I think that's an important part of your story.
Yes, of course.
Because there are a lot of people who are just running because there's power. And
Well, someone once said, there's blood in the water.
Yeah.
And so a lot of Republicans are coming out of the woodwork to try to jump in and that really, you know, have no background in it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Or recently Republicans. So
we are back in a moment. Rene Lopez is with us, a Republican running for Congress in District 4. He also served 8 years on the Chandler City Council as a councilman, co-founder of a nonprofit aiding victims of sex trafficking. We will be back with Rene Lopez in just a moment. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.
Eye on the White House.
The biggest threat haunting NATO? Russia and its war on Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president's NATO meetings here will set a new direction to address that.
This summit will provide an opportunity to set the strategic direction for the alliance for the coming years.
NATO will also design a path towards confronting China. It comes as the U.S. announces an increase in the number of destroyers at a key naval station in Rota, Spain.
Those will help increase the United States' and NATO's maritime presence.
President Biden will also meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan amid his opposition to Finland and Sweden trying to join NATO. Eye on the White House, I'm Steve Dorsey, CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. libertymutual.com.
This 4th of July, remember the proud, honorable men and women of our military sacrificing for our freedom. Take time to pray for their safe return home. Our sponsor, Wilderness Medics, serves the United States by providing immediate on-site medical services when you need them, while maintaining the highest standard of care. Learn more at wildernessmedics.com. Again, wildernessmedics.com, or call 800-294-4214. Wilderness Medics is on the air in honor of Independence Day.
Celebrate this Independence Day at Santan Ford's spectacular 4th of July sales event. We got new Fords in stock and priced to sell with 0% financing for 66 months.
Wait, 0% financing?
Uh-huh. 0% on new 2022 Ford Edge, Escape, Explore, and F-150. Only at Santan Ford in Gilbert.
We are Santan Ford.
Restrictions may apply. All offers expire July 5th. See Santan Ford for details.
Since 1978, Cole Hayes has been independently providing insurance like auto owners. When Lee Cole Hayes started the company, his mission was simple: provide security. 44 years later, same mission. We want to earn your trust by offering a consultation on how auto owners or any of our other insurance providers can work for you. Custom business packages for all businesses, no matter what it is, plus life, health, annuity, and more. Call 480-832-8370 or visit online at ColeHaysINS.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Okay, input. What did...
How is the hard drive already full?
Jawan's Pilates studio converted to entirely virtual classes.
SMPEG.
But leading and editing sessions is stretching her too thin.
It says render failed. What do I do?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
On the 4th of July special from CBS News Radio, we'll take a close look at the men who won the revolution, including the political side of George Washington, the guerrilla leader we know as the Swamp Fox, and the man without whom the revolution might have been lost, despite the fact he turned traitor, Benedict Arnold. Things you never knew about how this country came to be. I'm Gil Gross. Join me here for the 4th of July special from CBS News Radio.
Monday afternoon at 4 on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.
Let your voice be heard. It's TalkBack Arizona on 1100 KFNX. Call 602-277-5369 in the Phoenix Metro. Statewide, call 866-536-1100.
We are back. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Okay, Rene Lopez is with us, Republican running for Congress in District 4. Let us define District 4. I know it includes Mesa, Tempe, Ahwatukee, and Chandler.
Correct.
Anything more than that?
Nope,
any
pretty much.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm going to give you a promotion. President of the United States. I say that humorously, but I mentioned this before, that as a congressman, you're going to deal with all the issues basically the president deals with in one way, shape, or form. When you look at the United States today, how would you describe the condition of the country today, the good, the bad, the ugly?
When I first started running, I would say my moniker was this was a dumpster fire. And then mostly with the border, but then with inflation, I now say it's dueling dumpster fires at the crap show. I mean, it's getting worse, and this administration, in order to try to fix it, has been throwing gasoline onto it to see if they could make it better. It seems like every action this administration does, it's making things worse. It's not even... It almost seems like they're trying to make things worse, I mean, to a certain extent, because this, not just of the inaction, but the few times when they try to take actions, it has nothing to do with what we're dealing with day to day. As I mentioned earlier, walking. People aren't really caring about some of the, you know, some of the wokeness that's being talked about. January 6th, you know, hearings. They're worried about the grocery bill. They're worried about the gas bills.
Sure. It's really an incredible situation when we talked earlier about the 53 people on the tractor trailer in Texas. But when you look at that and you say that doesn't get their attention, and you have selective reporting of it by the Democrat media, that it's well, that's the Republican issue. We don't need to give that any oxygen. That's sick. 53 people dying in those circumstances, not that there are good circumstances to die in,
no,
but
yeah.
53 people dying in those circumstances, that should be a four-alarm issue. And yet it's only the Republicans that are talking about it. If you watch the Democratic media, it's like we don't have a border, or we just listen to the woman who's the White House press secretary now say that the border's closed. It obviously is not.
And the Democratic Party's taking a page out of their old playbook, where they blame Republicans for trying to politicize the deaths, right? And no, we're trying to deal with the issue, and people are dying every day, and we're not dealing with it. Again, they keep on whistling past the graveyard, expecting this public to just follow along. And it's ending. And I think they are scared. And they know you know, that their time of rule is coming to an end.
But if they had the brains to blow their nose, in all seriousness, wouldn't you, although it's probably hard for you to imagine this, if you were a Democrat, if you got up tomorrow morning, the first thing I'd do would be to say, okay, this is crisis management, close mm-hmm. the border. Immediately begin hiring more people mm-hmm. into the Border Patrol. Change the policies, loosen the reins. We need to shut this thing down. Going beyond that, put the National Guard, put the Army on the border, seal it. Just it ends now. That's the first thing that you can do. Then the second thing would be to open up the drilling permits, reinstitute the pipeline, things like that. It's not hard to do, and yet they're paralyzed.
I do want to distinguish here, too, that when we talk about the Democrat leadership here, I do think they're tone deaf. And I hate to say this amongst my own party, but sometimes there's a lot of Republicans out there that, have lost touch also. Look, I was raised in a Democratic household. I think we talked about it last time, and I have a news article out on Newsweek today talking about my upbringing in a traditional working class Democrat family. The values they have are not those of the current Democrat Party and the leadership they're exhibiting. And I do think when you talk about why is the Democrat leadership not paying attention to this, I can't tell you, because the Democrats I know in my family and my friends, I have very close friends that are Democrats also, they don't understand what's going on or why they're not dealing with these issues either. So, I am flabbergasted, I'm speechless on how or who is advising this Democrat leadership that this is the right path to go down when nobody seems to be following down there.
And ultimately, I mean, you can't exonerate Biden or anybody else because they're not listening to the advice. They're responsible for themselves. These are theoretically not stupid people, but these are people who themselves should have enough compassion to look at this and say, what's the solution? Got to take a break here. Renee Lopez is with us. Renee is a Republican running in the District 4 race for U.S. Congress for the seat currently held by Democrat Greg Stanton. Renee, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Bill.
We will be back with Renee in just a few moments. Lots more to talk about. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 11 o'clock, 5:30, and news time.
CBS News, every 30 minutes, 24/7, 365, exclusively on 1100 KFNX.
CBS News Brief. The January 6th House Committee subpoenas former White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
One of the issues that will be raised as to whether Cipollone's testimony is all covered by a privilege is the fact that he was providing comments and communications with people who were not necessarily the president or right next to the president. And in that situation, the presidential privilege is not likely to apply.
After the deaths of 53 migrants in an abandoned truck in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says his state is going to take action.
Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints where they will begin targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished.
It's 30 years in prison for singer R. Kelly on racketeering and sex trafficking charges. Accuser Lizette Martinez.
I'm grateful that Robert Sylvester Kelly is away, will stay away, and will not be able to harm anyone else.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Arizona News Radio. U.S. Attorney's Office says 22 people are in custody named in a 70-count indictment by a federal grand jury for allegedly trafficking cocaine and fentanyl, many of them facing weapons charges as well. Prescott Valley Police want the public's help at a pharmacy burglary. Spokesperson Tracy Gordon says it happened around 4 a.m. Monday morning in Dewey.
Three unknown individuals broke the front glass door to the Dewey Pharmacy and entered the locked business. They then stole several $1,000s worth of narcotic drugs.
The suspects wore gloves, masks, and hooded jackets completely covering their faces. A day after he announced he was ending his campaign for governor, former Congressman Matt Salmon has endorsed Karen Taylor Robeson.
Terry Lake would be an unmitigated disaster for Sheena to be on nomination. For one thing, I think she's the only candidate that would probably lose to Katie Hobbs.
More rain in the forecast for the high country tomorrow. Takes a little break over the weekend and returns early next week. Connie Weber, Arizona News Radio.
I'm Frank Miller for Ron and Sana. Well, the stock markets finished mixed this Wednesday as investors expressed a bit of uncertainty about the near-term outlook for the markets. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell also making some comments today while participating in a panel discussion with the European Central Bank. He reiterated that the U.S. economy is well-positioned to withstand tighter monetary policy, but did warn that there was no guarantee that the Fed could engineer what he called a soft landing. The Fed chief also once again reiterated that he was committed to fighting inflation. In economic news, the Commerce Department said that U.S. economic activity shrank a bit more than expected in the first quarter of 2022. That's according to some revised figures. Well, the co-founder and longtime CEO of Pinterest, Ben Silberman, is stepping down. He's being replaced today by Google executive Bill Ready. And Delta Airlines says it's allowing anyone who wants to rebook travel between July 1st and 4th without penalties or fees, so long as the origin and destination cities remain the same. This comes ahead of an expected picket by pilots at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport tomorrow.
This is J.C. Kelleher from the KFNX Weather Center. We've got a little more rain before the sunny skies return. The KFNX Metro Phoenix forecast. For tonight, we'll have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 87. As day breaks on Thursday, we'll have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before noon, gradually becoming sunny with a high of 104. Thursday night, mostly clear, low 86. Then for Friday, sunny, high 105. This is J.C. Kelleher from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 105.
It's Talk Back Arizona with Bill Brady on 1100 KFNX. Let your voice be heard. To talk to Bill and all of Arizona, call 602-277-5369 in the Phoenix Metro. Statewide, call 866-536-1100.
Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Our election 2022 coverage continues. We are getting down to it. Rene Lopez, Republican, running in the District 4 race for U.S. Congress for the seat currently held by Democrat Greg Stanton. But, Rene, we've got to cover this here because people could legitimately be confused with the district lines being redrawn and Andy Biggs having been over part of the district before, and so give us the overview on that. The communities are Mesa, Tempe, Ahwatukee, and Chandler, but how has the district changed, and where has the district changed?
Yeah, so it was previously District 9, so again, every 10 years with the census, we have to do redraw, so the IRC redrew this and renumbered it to 4. They assigned Greg Stanton as the incumbent since I would say probably half, if not more, was in the original District 9. But the big shift was on the northern side. So all of Ahwatukee, so anything South Mountain, west of 10 of Phoenix, is in District and was in 9 before. More of Chandler is in now. So the lower limit is the southern 202, the Santan Freeway, and it goes to McQueen. So it's all of Chandler, and it goes north to Baseline. So it starts including Mesa. So that line then goes east along Baseline all the way out to the East 202, the Red Mountain Freeway. And then it's all of Mesa in that area. So it does include Dobson Ranch, again, where I was born and raised. And in it's all of Mesa and all of Tempe that is in that district. So anything south of Mesa, I'm sorry, south of Baseline of Mesa is not in district. None of Gilbert is in district. None of Scottsdale is in district. And Guadalupe was also removed from district. So if you basically think downtown Chandler, north and west, Ahwatukee, all of Tempe, and Mesa north of Baseline okay. is the best way.
And I urge people to pay attention to this because if you find yourself in a new district and you don't know the candidates, that's not a good thing. So we are having the candidates on here for election 2022 interviews. And Rene Lopez is your congressional candidate, Republican, running in District 4. But this is, you know, we look at it from a standpoint of media and or the candidates running, and they know the deal, but the everyday person might not have caught up with it yet. And so, folks, if you pull anything from this interview today, please verify what district you're in. and study the candidates here. Now, got a little something for you to study tonight if you happen to be a subscriber to Newsweek. Rene Lopez has written a piece, a very compelling piece, for Newsweek, and I'm a Newsweek subscriber, so I will go home and read that tonight, but give us the overview of that.
So it has to do with, again, our previous discussion around the shifting of the Democratic Party was very prevalent with the Maya Flores win down in, over in Texas, on why the Democrats are starting to move away, I'm sorry, why the Hispanics are starting to move away from the Democratic Party. And I talk a lot in that article about my anecdote of my own family, but it's really based in what I'm seeing across the board in talking and walking to constituents and independents and my own family of Democrats and friends, and also the own Republicans that are independent leaning, that they are sick and tired of being ignored by leadership. And the Democrats within the Hispanic community have abandoned the values that they grew up with. I mean, I grew up with a pro-life family, strong Catholic upbringing, was an altar boy and a catechist at St. Tim's, hard-working ethic, self-reliance, do for yourself and help others along the way. And the Democratic Party has abandoned those beliefs. And so the Hispanic communities are looking at them, and they're coming to the realization. Look, generationally, Hispanics are seen as Democrats through and through. They identify as a Democrat. My father, when I first registered, he emerged as a Democrat because he told me he was a Democrat. His parents are Democrats. My other, you know, mother's family are Democrats, so I'm a Democrat. And yeah, I didn't follow the beliefs, but I let him do it, and I went and changed it when I could, as soon as I could. So, and
how did Dad feel about that?
Oh, he was not happy. But we have very spirited debates.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, like I said, most of my family are Democrats. This cycle, I saw a lot of them switch independent during the Obama administration. But this cycle is the first time I've seen older generation, I'm talking, you know, the boomer generation of Hispanics, dropping out into independents and even a few into Republicans. Because they've looked at what they stand for, and it's no longer what they stand for. They didn't move away from the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party moved away from them.
Now, an interesting thing is hearing you describe the attributes that are important to Hispanics, and it occurred to me, Hispanics are really the ultimate Americans.
Yep.
When you look at the values, they're really the ultimate Americans, which is, you know, something that the people in some parts of the country. I know when I was in Miami, working for the Miami Herald, we used to tell people we're a majority-minority market. Well, the reality of it is that's factually incorrect because Miami is a majority-majority market when you come down to it, because 70% of Dade County is Hispanic. That's the power structure there. They're hardly the minority there. But hearing you describe those attributes, it is really... those attributes are everything that was true about old-fashioned America in terms of the values, the hard work, the generosity toward others. That's freaking America.
Yep, exactly. And that's the Republican Party I saw even as a kid. No, and look, and I have this discussion with a lot of my family. Everyone has their priorities and what is their, shall I say, litmus test on why they vote for a certain way or a certain person. And I do not question that. However, when you're voting for people, when I have discussions with family members and they can't believe why abortion is so prevalent in California and used as birth control in so many communities and celebrated that way,
yeah,
they look and say, that's not what I believe. And then they turn to me and say, well, why is that happening? And I told them, it's because it's the Democratic Party's beliefs that that is the way. And so, you know, I have those in-depth discussions on the why. And when I say the why, I don't question them. And I try to make sure that I can have these debates with people that are non-emotional at the time, of course, that it's reasonable on if that is not your litmus test, if it be union, whether it be pro-life, pro-choice, whether it be guns or not, or whether it be, you know, pick one here. That is the priority they may vote for, the Democratic Party. But through discussion with them and exposing what they believe and what they do true hold true to their values, they realize that there's nothing really they agree with the Republican Party with much anymore, anyway. And then
with
it becomes
the Democratic Party.
With the Democratic Party, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
with the Democratic Party. And so they wind up looking at the Republican Party to say, you know, pro-life, you know, pro-Second Amendment, and they get big one in the Hispanic community, especially pro-border security.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned this before. I have many family members that are further right than Joe Arpaio when it comes to border security. You know, and they realize that they're voting for the wrong party when it comes to that.
Now, why do you think, and I found this amazing, I was in El Paso a couple of years ago, have some Lebanese friends, and I thought, well, they immigrated to this country. I thought they're probably okay with this. They were berserk at the concept of the illegal immigration and that. Why do you think Hispanics, many of whom have come here from Mexico and other Central American countries, why do you think they are so forthright when it comes to the issue? Is it because they did it the right way?
Well, many of them, and again, just in full disclosure, I mean, many of my family, because I'm third generation native into Arizona, so many of my generation's been here, my family's been here for generations. But I do have some grandmothers. My wife's grandmother was a green card holder for many years, so was my own grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think it comes down to they see the damage that illegal immigration has done to our own schools, the work. Again, my father is union, and he sees that they're getting undercut consistently in labor, you know, and so they see the fallout of an open borders policy that is affecting their lives and the ability for them to provide the American dream to their own children, and it's being hampered by the illegals coming in, and they see that it needs to stop.
Now, we supposedly had 11, 12 million illegal aliens here prior to the, and that might not even be the right number, but prior to the Biden administration. Now, supposedly, we've got another 2.5 million with, you know, more coming every day. You analyze this stuff. What do you figure will be the effect on the economy, on the job market, beyond the inflationary issues, with all of those additional mouths to feed?
No, that's where it becomes that we as administration, you know, again, hopefully after, while I'm serving in Congress, that we do deal with this head on after we've secured the border. As I mentioned before, we've been hoodwinked twice on this. We need to codify in legislation that border is secure, and so that no administration can come forward with either executive order or otherwise to try to undo it. And in my opinion, that's the only way we're going to be able to deal with Dreamers, with other illegal immigrant families that are here, and finding, again, the proverbial pathway to citizenship. But to me, that is not on the table until the border is secure. And when I do say secure, I mean that we maintain our trade with Mexico, that we maintain existing immigration policies, but they stand as is, and enforcement for Border Patrol and all the counties is allowed, so that we allow only transfers through ports of entry, and it's secure. We know who's coming in and out. Then we'll put everything else on the table to talk.
Well, you know, there's no limit to how stupid the Democrats are, and that's those are my words. I'm not putting them. I'm not assigning them to you, because there has to be an element of trust between the political parties. And if the Democrats wanted legitimate immigration reform, they have just thumbed their nose at the Republican Party for the last year and a half by letting this flow of immigration in. Because basically what it comes down to, it came down to the same thing with Reagan, it comes down to how can we trust you? Because, you know, the trust would be borne out in a strong border policy, and yet you've opened the doors wide open. We have more illegal aliens here than ever before. We'll never be able to send them back. Not that that would be desirable, because they've been here, they've lived here, but we need to set the system up so the borders are secure and the process of legal immigration takes place.
Yep.
That's absolutely critical, and that we don't reward behavior that is in fact illegal behavior, and we see it as that. Then, and this is somehow this security of the borders has got to be ironclad, because otherwise we get another Democratic administration 8 years from now.
Exactly.
And it's off to the races again, and that's unacceptable. Agreed. But it's hurting good people.
Yes.
Who want to come here legally through the legal process.
Yes, and as you talked about the workforce, we need that. And look, when I get to Congress, I have no delusions of grandeur here, but I do believe we will take back the House, and with a good leadership of the Republican Party, I do think that we can come in with some solutions and work with proverbially the Joe Manchins of the world, because I do think that there are some reasonable Democrats within Congress that see how this is affecting our border states and all of the inner states and how it's affecting us. And I think there are some solutions we can build towards. And I do say solutions in that I'm not compromising on the border. And I want to make sure we get clarity here that this isn't a Gang of Eight type of talk. This is not, you know, let's start one place and you start another and let's meet in the middle for the compromise. This is, we have a problem, as I said in my background, we have a problem. We need to go for root cause solutions, solve that problem, agree on the solution, and implement it. And then put checks in to say, are we making a difference? Are we stopping illegal immigration across that border? That's how we affect change, by providing solutions to the problem and not bringing in solutions and trying to find a problem.
Rene Lopez is with us. He is a Republican running for Congress in District 4 for the seat currently held by Democrat Greg Stanton. We will continue with Rene when we get back. When we get back, we've got a few minutes left. We'll tackle an easy problem when we get back. Inflation. We'll be back in a moment with Rene Lopez. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Who says routines have to be boring? They can actually lead to better physical and mental health. They can lead to a stronger sense of purpose in your life. Not to mention, more time for spontaneous endeavors. Megan Edgelow is an assistant professor in health sciences at Queen's University in Canada. She says having a daily routine and regular work process allows workers to spend less cognitive energy on recurring tasks, which can support focus and creativity for more complicated tasks. Regular routines can also help people feel like they have control over their daily lives and that they can take positive steps in managing their own health, she says, like finding time to exercise. Finally, routines can also help you find your flow at home, at work, or out in nature. So try it. Schedule the things you need to do every day and stick to it. It'll feel great, I promise. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention, per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free, as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit testkitforfree.com to register now from the comfort of your own home. That's testkitforfree.com to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to testkitforfree.com today. Paid for by Tiro Health.
If you're in healthcare, you know the power of data. At NRC Health, we know data isn't enough. Going beyond data to genuinely connect with each person is what really matters. That's the power of human understanding. At NRC Health, harnessing that power is everything, helping you improve care for everyone. It's the secret ingredient for the smartest healthcare systems. Go deeper at nrchealth.com.
This 4th of July, remember the proud, honorable men and women of our military.
This salute, courtesy of your local realtor, Marianne Bazon, with Arizona Best Real Estate. This summer season, if you are buying or selling property or are interested in luxury, new construction, ranches, or investment real estate, call 602-692-5252. Again, 602-692-5252. Marianne believes if you serve, you deserve a home. Visit MarianneBazon.com. That's local realtor Marianne Bazon with Arizona Best Real Estate, honoring our veterans this Independence Day.
In need of cash? Gold is at an all-time high, and AMI Diamonds and Jewelry has urgent need to buy your gold, silver, diamonds, gems, jewelry, fine watches, and coins. Professionals at AMI Diamonds and Jewelry will take the time to sort, test, and evaluate your items with full transparency in front of you. We pay highest, check the rest, but come back to the best payer. AMI Diamonds and Jewelry on the southwest corner of Cactus and Tatum near Big Five. Call or come in today, 602-923-8200. AMI Diamonds and Jewelry is wholesale to the public. AMI Diamonds and Jewelry, where the buyer is always in. 602-923-8200.
Have you heard of David Schweikert?
Our congressman? What'd he do?
Committed bank fraud.
Didn't he have a ton of missing money?
Yep, $570,000.
That's crazy.
Schweikert even committed money laundering. Nearly $300,000.
Unbelievable.
Yep, Schweikert was fined twice for nearly $200,000.
Is he in jail?
Nope. He's still our congressman because he spent over $1 million out of his campaign on legal bills.
We need to find someone to replace him.
There is someone. Elijah Norton, a real conservative.
Will he do something about immigration?
Yep. He'll vote for the wall, unlike Schweikert, who voted no.
What about inflation?
Yep. Elijah is a businessman. He knows we need to stop the spending.
So, conservative businessman Elijah Norton, or shady Schweikert, the corrupt career politician? Ha ha. Easy choice.
I'm Elijah Norton, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Norton for Congress.
KFNX Cave Creek.
This is Paula Tuliani-Zen for governor, and I approve this message.
Was Barry Goldwater so irresponsible when he suggested that our government give up its program of deliberate planned inflation so that when you do get your Social Security pension, a dollar will buy a dollar's worth and not 45 cents worth?
As your next governor, I will fight the inflation caused by Biden and the Fed. No tax on gas or food. For seniors and vets, no income or property tax. I'm Paula Tuliani-Zen, and I mean business.
Before by Z for Arizona.
COVID, inflation, politics, China, race, climate, immigration, crime, justice, and that occasional surprise story that sends the national conversation spinning off in a totally unexpected direction. Join me, Michael Harrison, every Saturday for an hour of Black Belt Talk Radio in which yappers from around the country mouth off on the week's most talked about issues. It's the Michael Harrison Wrap, Saturday 6 to 7 p.m. on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.
Let your voice be heard. It's Talkback Arizona on 1100 KFNX. Call 602-277-5369 in the Phoenix Metro. Statewide, call 866-536-1100.
We are back. Rene Lopez is with us, Republican running in the District 4 race for U.S. Congress. That's the seat currently held by Democrat Greg Stanton. The district includes Mesa, Tempe, Ahwatukee, and Chandler. There have been changes in the district. Was District 9, now District 4, and some communities shifting. So if you were in either of those districts, make sure you know what district you're in now. But Rene Lopez is running in District 4. Rene, I euphemistically suggested we deal with an easy topic here, the economy. But give me your overview of with all of the economic issues, the growth issues, the inflation issue, as well as the gas prices and things like that. What can and should Congress do once we get a Republican Congress?
Yeah, first off, again, knocking and walking and talking to people. I met a young man, Reese. He's hardworking, construction. Him and his girlfriend's working full time. They're living out of her parents' house because they can't afford to move out on their own. And they said they were getting there. They were starting to save up. And then gas prices came in. And he's like, it's making a dent. They can't live their American dream. And the one thing that Congress can do immediately, and one of the first things I know me and many freshmen congressmen are going to go in to do, is to push and stop quantitative easing. Start balancing the budget. I think that's the immediate effect of trying to reduce inflation. Opening up energy, opening up, again, an all-above approach for energy. Start releasing the ability of the American ingenuity and energy industry to solve the energy problems on their own without government interference. And along with the budget is we need to reduce overall, not just balance the budget. The federal government is so bloated. Again, they take and they talk about revenues, taxes, investments, but that's money they're taking out of our pockets, our businesses, and our households to take it into the Beltway, to waste it, play their cronies, pay the lobbyists, and lose part of it. You know, I think it's around 20% of money that goes into the Beltway is lost, unaccounted for.
Right.
And then they return us pennies on the dollar and expect us to say thank you. No, that needs to stop.
Okay. We've got a minute and a half left, as we do with every candidate here. I want to give you some time at the end to speak directly to your voters and address the issues, topics, and things that you wanted to cover with your voters.
Yeah. So, my name is Rene Lopez, and I'm a third-generation Arizona native and a third-generation Navy veteran. I was born and raised right here in the middle of this district in Mesa, and my parents and many families still live in district, so I know I can represent this district well. I've served 8 years on the Chandler City Council, doing things for the voters, fighting against the left, making sure that we have stable roads, good infrastructure for water, high economic development, and a very safe quality of life to move forward with. And 2 years ago when COVID hit and the feds jumped in and started intervening in our lives, that really pushed me hard to get involved, to move up into the Congress, because the amount of overreach and effect they have on us to close down our businesses and try to run our lives was way, way overdone. So it's not their responsibility to run our lives. It's our responsibility to run our businesses, to run our households, and raise our children, not bureaucrats 3,000 miles away.
Two quick things. How can people get in touch with your campaign?
So my website is ReneLopezForCongress.com. That's R-E-N-E, LopezForCongress.com. Please go there. And also the nonprofit we talked about is CC's Hope Center. You can Google it, but our website is CC's, C-E-C-E-S, Center.org.
I hope you will go there and make a contribution. It is very important work and very humanitarian. Rene, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Bill. We'll see you soon.
Thank
you very much for the opportunity, Bill. I really appreciate it.
And we are back with more of the program in just a few minutes. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.
News, talk, sports. The Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.